In the restaurant scene, Miller analyzes how people can lose contact with reality and, in a certain way, be in a constant denial of reality. And he shows how this mechanism, this sort of madness, can be contagious and how it can become a collective experience. Step one, we realize that Happy encourages Biff to lie to Willie about his meeting with Bill Oliver. And of course, Happy's intention is to protect his father from being disappointed and upset. So for Happy, it would be better if Biff told their father that the meeting with Bill Oliver was a success. Just like his mother, Happy is overprotective. He never actually speaks to his father, because Happy himself is in a denial about his father. So he tries to communicate his denial to his brother. Step two. See how Willie refuses to listen to Biff. He refuses to hear about facts. He says, "Don't give me a lecture about facts. I'm not interested." He just wants to hear a good story. He says, "The gist of it is that I haven't got a story left in my head." So here again, we realize that a good story, that is to say, some piece of fiction, is better than reality, is better than the facts for Willie. So Willie will gradually push his son Biff into telling him a false story. That leads us to step number three, when Biff finally pretends that he talked to Bill Oliver just to please his father. He finally tells Willie what Willie wanted to hear. So the fake version of the story is communicated from Willie to Biff. Biff cannot resist it. And then he cannot get away from this fake story anymore. This leads us to step number four. In a more general way, Biff realizes that all his life was fake. He says to his brother, "I realized what a ridiculous lie my life has been. We've been talking in a dream for 15 years. He says that, in fact, he was never a salesman for Bill Oliver's company. He was a shipping clerk 10 years before that. So the idea that he had been a salesman was a lie, but nobody remembers who invented this lie. And then the lie somehow became an alternative truth, and Biff believed it. And Happy believed it too. So in conclusion, we realize that Willie Loman is not the only one to refuse reality and to create alternative stories. This attitude is contagious. Biff and Happy have been infected by this attitude in a certain way. Only Biff tries to react and return to cold facts, but he cannot do it. The three characters are taken in a trap and they can't help one another. So the play by Arthur Miller shows how this mechanism of losing contact with reality, this mechanism is irresistible, and so Willie's downfall is inevitable.